Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 628.5, up a half. Soft September wheat, 528.75, down 1.25. September corn, 364, unchanged. December, 371.75, down 0.25. March, 383.75, unchanged. July, 399.25, down 0.5. August soybeans, 1192.5, up 16.75. September, 1097, up 5.5. November, 1073.75, up 2.25. August soybean meal, 386, up 5.30. August soybean oil, 36.16, up 2 cents. August live cattle, 154.57.5, up 162.5. August feeders, 216, up 297.5. And August lean hogs, 125.72.5, and they are up 62.5.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
There is a crop tour out there going on right now, the Doan Crop Tour, and they toured Western Illinois yesterday, and they say, quote, "We believe it's the strongest corn crop we have observed in our long history of this crop tour. Kernel row counts were high, suggesting above average ear weights are possible with normal weather through the rest of the summer. Field yield checks averaged near 193 bushels to the acre, also the highest in our historical record. One key to the final yield this year will be how well the second ear on the plant develops." They also got into Iowa a little bit. In east central Iowa, looks as equally strong as western Illinois with our field checks near the 200 bushel per acre mark. Well, if you didn't need fuel for the fire, there's some more.
Basically, not a surprise at all, Dave. Everything of all the other private indicators out there exploring the fields and walking along. The only negative thing we can see towards yield is, as we talk more and more to some crop scouts, as a couple stopped in our office this morning, they are saying that there are some fungus problems in some of the fields and some of the leaf blights and that might need to be sprayed with headline along the way, or it could impact the yield out there. So a lot of airplanes and helicopters flying around over in our area putting headline on right now. But other than that, boy, the early yield checks are all registering up around that 200 to 200 plus mark.
So is that the number that is being traded when you look at December corn?
You mean the 170 yield rather than 165? Like,
well, these kind of yield checks, it seems like we're talking about numbers well above 165, and then that come October-ish, NASS will say, yes, it's more than 165. So it is 371.5, 165, 170. What kind of number do you reckon that's trading on?
I think that basically right now we're trading somewhere between 168 and 170, I believe is what the trade is anticipating as we look at this right now. And also, we've still got a little bit of time premium in that price too, because we'd like to have a couple, three more rains to fill things up here. We were talking to some individuals in Kentucky this morning, and they really need a rain down that stretch just west of Nashville between there and Louisville. So, there's some areas that are hurting a little bit that still need a few rains to finish out. We could all use, a good rain for filling one time during the month in August and like that, but all in all, if things don't change, it looks like we're probably going to be lower in this come the 1st of September.
And, okay, so let's look at the technicals, start crunching the charts and squinting our eyes and figuring out how much lower and where it could catch on the chart.
Well, I mean, you know, as we look here, the corn chart seems to be not stubborn on wanting to get down and go through that 375 mark. Basically, it's the 1065 mark in the November beans. And basically, if we break through those levels, we're probably hitting another 15 to 20 cents lower on both of them fairly rapidly.
There's just no resistance in there, is there?
No. There wasn't hardly any resistance on the way up, so there isn't much support on the way down.
All right. So if you're a producer and you haven't done a lot, and when I talk to all my on-air folk, they say there's a lot of people that haven't done a lot of marketing or have done some marketing but find themselves now way behind given the excellent yield potential of their crop. Does puts at this point make sense?
It's hard to ration buying a put that puts you at break-even levels rather than in a profitable level and wanting to put them on. But I think that if we can get any sort of rally out of the D-scorn back basically above 385-ish, mm-hmm. Why we need to be looking at putting some puts on, Dave. I think that would be a good idea. Also, if you haven't got hardly anything sold, I use the idea of trying to buy some puts and selling some above the money, you know, out of the money calls that are still worth a little bit of something where you might be willing to take a short position for it, a hedge that way. And I think that that's another way you can maybe help pay for some of these puts where it isn't quite as damaging to you.
And it makes more sense to me in given November beans are still 1072 and three quarters, a put might be valuable there.
You know, basically everybody is talking that at the corn price levels here, and if we continue to see decent weather through the month of August, that beans are overpriced. You know, we are seeing some port in the bean market today. The Chinese have been buying a few beans as of late. They made some meal purchases probably here yesterday and today. Their pork prices seem a little bit higher, which makes their crush margins better. Their poultry seems to be profitable over there. And just plain seasonally, Dave, it's hard to push beans lower until we see a little more of the August weather and actually see what's going to happen there. Because remember, beans are an August crop.
So there's a lot of things going on. Freight rates, Brazil to China, not as good as the ones that we get here in the States. So I get that on the old crop beans. And they are really pushing new crop beans forward, including the meal. The meal is like 1.7 million metric tons above sales last year at this time. So it seems like China is really front-loading.
Well, I mean, they did last year. They're front-loading again this year. These are lower prices than they've seen in 3 or 4 years, and they want to be able to stock in a little bit that way. And as long as they're profitable with their hog and chicken feeding margins, why they're going to be willing to go ahead and get a certain percentage booked here. And remember, if you look back at what our government has estimated for what they're going to be buying and importing over there, we have to have some pretty lofty sales every week to keep on schedule.
Right. And do you think that these front-loaded sales have fully caught traders' attention, not so much as a way to rally the market, but as a way to keep the market from falling as quickly?
That's very much the case, Dave. I mean, because at these lower prices and as prices go down, the farmer's been very reluctant sellers. And if the commercials want to make these sales, they're going to have to turn around and there are going to be some of the people that are buying the board to protect themselves in the meantime until they actually get the farmers to be moving some grain.
It's not too early to start thinking about what producers might be selling off the combine in the fall. What's your inclination that they're going to do?
They built a lot of storage, and they're going to use it.
So they're going to put both corn and beans away until they can put no more away.
You know, I think, like I said, every mm-hmm. bit of on-farm storage is going to be used this year. We might not get quite as wide a basis as we think early in harvest just because of the commitments that the commercials are making now and okay. the commitments they feel that they are going to need to make. So there's going to be a little basis pump earlier, I think, but not maybe flat price, but basis.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.